Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Good morning, it's Tuesday. I'm always happy to be here on Tuesday morning with Elisa. And how are you this morning, my friend?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm eager to hear your lesson for the day.
Well, I received messages early morning, around 3 a.m., about
Oh my goodness.
The world is going through a shift, going through a shift for healing of the heart and healing of the physical body. That will bring down to the emotional, mental, and spiritual layers for a reset, a rebirth, and to come fully into love that's in the heart. So, healing time. And that message came to me very clearly that the collective is going through healing right now on so many levels. And to not give up in faith.
Yeah, I love that.
To be gentle with yourself. And you know, I got reminded, as I tell my clients this, that, you know, most people cannot look into their own eyes and tell them, I love you. They think it's very strange and very uncomfortable to say, I love you to the self.
Yeah.
And that's where healing begins.
You know,
looking in to say, I love you.
It is so true, because we were taught not to live in our ego. And I think somewhere down the line, generationally, we got confused by what that means. And so I know I was always taught, don't be egotistic. Don't, you must be humble. You must not put yourself above anybody else, and you have to always think in terms of you before me. However, a lot of caregivers especially get caught up in that, and they put the person, whether it's an animal or a spouse or a significant other or a child, they put other people before themselves, and then they suffer. I am a prime example of that. You've been working with me for more than a year on my own healing journey and my spiritual journey. And I know that I talked to you about this yesterday, about how my physical healing started the day that I stopped cursing my maladies and saying, oh, I hate this. This is horrible. Oh, when will it quit? And I started going, I love my body. I love this vessel that is carrying my spirit. If I am physically miserable, then I can't be spiritually joyful. And when I started saying, oh, my feet hurt, or stopped saying, oh, my feet hurt, and started saying, bless you, feet. You carry me everywhere I need to go. Thank you for being so healthy and beautiful. And that's when my healing started, really and truly. And it's fascinating how just turning that mirror around and looking at it and saying, you, whoever you are, you human being, are fabulous because you carry my spirit.
The layers become very silent. No, they become silent. It's like a silent cancer in the body. When we hold on to emotional or mental or physical, you know, blocks, then they fester and they go down sometimes to that core to where, you know, healing needs to really start. And if we don't listen, we're going to get knocked down to be at that line of, this is about you living or dying. And in some cases, it takes people to that place for them to release what no longer serves, what they're attached to, which is all the wrong things, and coming back to the heart, which is love, because love heals everything, especially the love for the self. And that's what people are going through right now, is this rebirth into loving themselves more, not from the ego, but actually from being humbled, by letting go and surrendering to all the attachments of what we were taught would bring us happiness and wealth and joy. And it's all, that's all not the truth. So it's coming back into the truth, and the truth will set us free. And that's, you know, it's not owning a disease. It's about being gentle, acknowledging, and allowing yourself to heal by giving your body everything it does need on all levels, emotionally, mentally, physically. So it's a process, and people are being actually pushed into that space right now. A lot of people, okay, not everybody, but a lot of people.
Yeah.
To go into the reflection called, you know, the shadows of the dark points of the soul, or the darkness of the soul. It's all being shined upon right now for a release, so we can all step up into the frequency of love together as a globe. And that's what we're all being reset to do, is to come together in unity.
Yes,
in a space
yes.
of love.
I can remember, you know, sometimes I have to remind myself, I'm a child of the light. I don't need to walk in the shadows.
No.
But it's hard. It's mindfulness that causes you to remember these things.
Well, we also allow other people, their lacks, their behaviors, their patterns, to interfere with our flow. And it's important to realize that whatever someone else is going through, that's their journey. We're not here to bring that into ours. And most of us were taught that we are to make our problems somebody else's, or somebody else's problems make them ours. We were all taught that, you know, let's not allow others to be accountable for their own stuff. Even when you're a healer, you want to help people heal. But people have to take the accountability to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they don't want to listen to the truth. They want to sugarcoat it and make it go away and continue drinking, you know, coffee and eating sugar and not putting health into the physical and being emotionally responsible and spiritually responsible. And when there's a lack somewhere, then the energy becomes broken and misdirected, and then it causes a breakdown. So it's about reflection in all areas of our, you know, being, and that's what's happening right now. It's a very good time, but it's a very difficult time.
I know.
And it's, it was interesting.
It's a little bit of an
to wake up to that.
Going on.
Yes. So I'm ready for callers if we have any callers.
Okay, well,
today,
we have Tony standing by. He joined about 5 minutes before the show. We were talking when you joined in, actually. Tony's from Orlando area. Hi, Tony.
Hi, good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're good. Give Elise a
hello,
minute.
Tony.
Energy.
Hello, Elise. How are you? Hey, listen. First, I was going to say something, but I got to stop right here and say this. You know, it's I've called the show like four times, and all four times, both you guys have nailed it. And I first off, following up on what Mary was bringing to the conversation. You know, I'm sure I grew up just like her in the sense that, you know, you're taught that you should be working, thinking, and doing stuff for others, and that if you try to do something for yourself, it's all just about ego. And I remember when I was speaking with my counselor back in, way back in 2002, you know, she says to me right off the bat, she goes, well, you know, Tony, you're important too. And I remember sitting there, you know, it was like a hammer to the head, you know, because I had never, you know, the way I was raised, I had never even thought about that. It just never occurred to me. A long time for me to understand that, you know, how are you supposed to, you know, love other people, help other people, strengthen other people when you can't even do that for yourself? And it's been a journey, and really learning this, and really, you know, trying to live it. And, you know, it's almost like the one day at a time thing. You know, you get upset with yourself, you start yelling at yourself. You say, wait a minute. You know, who made you perfect? Nobody did. And you know, cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a break. And then it was really brought home to me during, we were doing a documentary. We were out at Casadega, Florida, doing a documentary. We were interviewing this one medium that was out there. And this was the other point that, Lisa, you brought up, and the fact that, you know, he said, his name was Nick Serrant. He said, you know, words are power, and words are things. And again, I never thought about it that way. You know, so you go off, and let's say you mislaid something, or you erase something on a videotape, something like that. And go, God, you're so stupid. You know, and I mean, you're not making it, you know, something that you think is negative, but man, you keep repeating that to yourself and you start to believe it. And I, you know, Nick brought that up, and, you know, now over the years, I've really started to get it. So I want to thank you ladies for that, because that, you know, you just, again, nailed it. The real reason I was calling was I wanted to follow up, Elise, on what you, we talked about, I think it was 3 weeks ago. And it was, you explained to me the concept of manifestation. I don't know if you remember our conversation on that.
I don't. But that's okay.
Well, I was trying to understand the concept, because I really, for some reason, could not, you know, get it into my head about, you know, believing in things that are good that can happen. You know, because it was like, again, part of that negative upbringing was, you know, interfering. But I've really been focusing on that with my meditation, and I got to tell you, things are happening, and I'm very, very happy, and I'm very, very thankful that we had that conversation. So I wanted to follow up on that to let you know that, you know, you're making waves and you're doing things. And that was really a striking moment. Yes, I guess the literary term, Mary, would be epiphany. You know, thank you.
You know, the manifestation is, we become all we dream by just asking. You know, when people are going through difficult times and they're feeling hopeless, if you focus on the hopeless, you will bring that hopeless. But when you turn to faith and you surrender and say, God, please show me, please help me, I'm here to receive all that you have for me, so much appears that we don't expect could ever be possible.
That's true.
And
yeah.
It's trusting. You know, the things that we can't see, people have a hard time believing that it's possible because it's invisible and we can't see it. But when we open to the invisible, then all becomes visible. And that's part of manifestation.
Yes.
When you place something out there into the universe and word, everything has energy. So when we understand the power of energy, on all levels, whether it's a high frequency, a low frequency, an intention. When we put something upon something or someone with a positive intention, then that positivity will be planted and seeded for it to grow. And then it's trusting that the time that it takes for it to manifest will happen in God's time. You know, and I remember being, and we're going back years and years and years ago, I was about 12 years old, and I always had a relationship with God, always. And I remembered no matter what my wishes were, it would never be to ever violate or take advantage of my wishes to come true. I only asked for specific, and never to take advantage of that, because I always understood that I had a relationship where things that I ever asked for would always happen. And it did. And I remember going back to 12 years old and asking God for specific things in my life at a 12-year-old age, but it was towards my adulthood. And everything I ever asked for happened. Everything. Well, exactly as I asked it. And when I look back, see it now, but I didn't understand it then, because we don't see things unveiling itself until the time is ready, until we're ready to receive it.
Right.
So when I teach about manifestation, it's put your dreams out there. There's nothing too big that this universe is not offer to make it a miracle for us to reach. There's no star too high. And it's so simple. But people think that it's so complex. And you know what else came to me? And this is very powerful too. So I was thinking about what is the definition of success in a human? Okay, because you look at someone, you're like, well, they're very successful. They've reached this financial abundance, or they've reached this love that they have in their relationship, or whatever we view as, you know, success of the soul. And what answer came to me from God was, you are all gifted with five senses. It is when you fine-tune to go beyond your human, you will achieve greatness in this world. And that was a very powerful message.
And you know what you're saying about success? I think success, you know, over time really, really changes. And, you know, when I was younger, I thought, oh, well, if I get this or I have this, then I'm a success. But then, you know, things really take perspective. And, you know, for myself, you know, who's been, you know, really, you know, I, you know, gone through a long string of, you know, years of depression. And to be able to get up in the morning now and to, you know, to even call this show and to think about all the positivity that's happened in my life, that to me is success. I really feel that way because, you know, that is what matters. And it goes back to, again, what you're saying. You are important. You matter to you. And, you know, that's the way I've been looking at it now. You know, a friend of mine asked me 2 years ago, he says, what do you want out of life? And I said, I want to be happy. You know, and he kind of looked at me like, oh, come on, Tony. And I said, no, seriously. You know? I mean, you're the one that's got to get up in the morning and live with yourself. You know, money is in your wallet, you know, but you're the one that's got to get up and live with yourself. And, you know, that recently has been, you know, what I think and what I feel as success, because it's been liberating and it's been a new perspective on life, you know, going from black and white to color. So.
Well, happiness is wholeness of the soul. And, you know, everything has an exchange with energy, including money. When you focus solely on something that is not the wholeness that will add to your soul, a lot of the things that we think make us happy will never make anybody happy. And what does make us happy is really love, and it starts with the self. Because when you love yourself more, it doesn't matter what happens out there.
Right, right. You kind of turn a deaf ear.
You can
be
happy.
It's none of my business.
All by yourself.
Okay.
That's what I say, all by yourself, helping others.
You know, I was listening to you talk as a 12-year-old, and it's none of my business how you were raised, but the way I was raised was that you should be lucky if you get this, because you're not worthy, you know, and it's,
Tony,
you know,
were you
and
raised
I feel
Catholic?
Like, no,
that
even
sounds
worse,
like my
Southern
story.
Baptist.
No, you don't know how
starving children, starving children in India or China or next door would love to have what you're throwing away.
Oh, believe me, I understand that perspective. But when you're a kid and you're bombarded, I mean, I remember when I was in seventh grade, one of the books that I had to read was a book by this evangelical revivalist named D.L. Moody. It was called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And I remember reading that, and it terrified me, you know. And that's why when I was asking about when you were 12, you know, sometimes – people's, in my perspective, sometimes people's relationship that is building with God gets skewed because of the, you know, environment they may be living in or the people they may be dealing with. And when you're a kid, you know, I mean, your authority figures know it all. And, you know, I mean, and that,
well,
that to me was part of the hurdles
they
I
know
had
it
to
all.
Jump. Yeah, they think they do. But I mean, you
we're
know,
taught
you're sitting
that,
there
though.
And
we're
saying,
taught to be approved of. We're taught from a young age that we are to be accepted by what other people think and not know our own true self through our own discovery. That's what
you
the
know,
last
right.
Thing.
I mean,
Lisa, we're taught to be approved of even if we don't approve of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And when we start
thinking
about, you know, oh, Tony and Elisa don't like the way I'm talking and interrupting. Guess what? I don't care. I love it because it's my show.
No, you know, I was going to say something, Mary. No, I
got control of the mic.
I know. There's that dump button. But, no, the thing was, you think about it in school. I mean, when you were going to school, right, when you got to school, the bell rung when you started, the bell rung when you ended. You never questioned your teacher. You never talked back. You know, all of that was ingrained into us, you know, from a young age. I mean, and then, you know, sometimes, too, I mean, my frustration at work was, you know, I'm getting paid to do a job. You know, my boss says to do this. Do it, even though it could be extremely detriment, you know, to my detriment. And you know, I mean, it just seems like we get into that rut way early, and it carries through. And you know, until we have this kind of perspective where we, you know, something goes, hey, you know, listen up, it's the way we've been, and it's a hard habit to break, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's conditioning. That's what happens is we get conditioned in a box. You know, there are so many clients who come for healing and they lost themselves when they were stepping into their true authentic self, whether they were artists or singers or whatever, somebody across their path put a dagger in it saying, you'll never be successful doing that. Or that's not good enough. There's somebody better than you.
Right.
So their
right.
self-worth
right.
or their self-own at a young age, and so they never pursue their true gifts. And when they unleash in the organic self, even as the adult, and to see what transpires from their gifts, I sit back and say I have no words. I mean, all these gifted people just held down from being who they are. And that is
the
power of loving ourselves more, is to embrace the truth of who we all are and our uniqueness to bring to this world. And that's what's happening now. You know, there's so many gifted people in this world, and no two are alike anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you could hold the same title, have the same education, but you're going to do your uniqueness and someone else is going to do theirs. And the way you touch somebody is different than somebody else touches somebody. And it takes a village. It takes all of us.
Or would you say, too, that environment plays a very important factor?
It does. It does. Environment does, to a point. But it also, when you think of children playing, they're creating. And when other children join, they're all creating. And nobody planned it. Nobody put them in a box. And you're like, wow, you guys built that fort? You made that sandcastle? You know, it's imaginations coming together to create greatness in this world. And we've been conditioned to what is normal, what is acceptable, and what is a true gift. And a lot of the depths of what people are good at get overlooked. Even if they make a mistake, then they're told you do something. Even if somebody loves to do it, you can't sing, you can't dance, you know? And these are the obstacles that cause a break in the energy frequencies of a person all the way down to their child energy.
Right. And again, you know, my mother was notorious, God bless her heart. My mother was notorious for the being the glass half empty person. You know, I would say something and, you know, like, I want to do this or I want to do that. And she would go, well, you know, Tony, you got to think about this. And I never, you know, and again, you know, it's your mom. And, you know, it just plants like what you're saying, Lise. It plants a seed. And then you start, you know, thinking to yourself, oh, well, this could happen. And you know, when you're saying how many kids, how many people, how many individuals in this world have been unseated because of something of, you know, they've been held back and they haven't been taught that they,
or
you know,
didn't align with the norm. You're a girl, you shouldn't be climbing trees, or you're a boy, you shouldn't be out there cooking and making stuff. I mean, and there are so many gifts that people hold within themselves that's how they release and discover who they really are, is through that play. So I tell people, get out there and play. Get out there and be your authentic self and allow it to come alive. You know, manifest your dreams. Heal from what others have conditioned you to believe and think, to reprogram yourself into the truth of who you are. And that's so powerful. It doesn't matter how old you are to discovery.
Good.
When you're laughing and enjoying and just being in that moment, those are priceless memories. You cannot buy that.
Yeah.
You know, it just emerges from the center core of our being. And that's what most people lose along the way, connecting to their titles and their obligations and whatever it is for others, because in order for you to be worthy and enough, you have to do this or be connected to that. And that's such a false conditioned world that we live in. So it's resetting, and it's coming back into a more be the organic you. And I'll tell you, when I see some of these gifts shining through people, it's just breathtaking to watch them evolve into the person that's always been there.
We have another caller. I believe it's Kay from Georgia. Do you mind if we see if that's who that is?
Sure.
All right. Tony, I'm going to put you on mute for a minute, buddy.
Okay.
Hi, is this Kay?
It is. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank
to the show.
You. Yes.
Hello, Kay.
So, hi. I just wanted to call in and give an update and also just see, get some guidance. I had an interview on this past Friday, and it was surprisingly well. And, you know, just following through on some of the things that you guys have said and just thinking, changing my shifting my energy. So the interview went very well, and I was just trying to see how you see this working out.
I feel that you're going to have opportunities you didn't expect.
Wow.
And they're going to really love you because you're going to speak out about different circumstances that you haven't been able to speak out about before and be a really big asset to this company. So you're already feeling it. They're actually receiving you very deeply, and they look up to you. It's kind of interesting because you didn't expect that.
No.
You're not looking to them
and
to approve you. And you're just being you.
Wow.
And being accepted just as you are.
Wow.
It's going to go like a flow. It's so beautiful. Yes.
Wow.
It's like everything you ever cultivated is here.
But you said that.
So,
you said that on the time I called. You said that shift that I was making, that I said it, I was walking into, you said that there would be a shift all around and that greater was coming. So,
Wow. Wow. Yes,
wow.
It's good.
I know, that's all I'm
into. I'm so happy for you. What a blessing.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You know, sometimes you can't say anything. My grandmother used to say sometimes when you're in that prayerful moment and you can't say anything, you just moan. Only thing I can say right now is just wow. It's just wow.
It's gratitude and grace for all your blessings because it's time. And this is exactly what it's all about. It's manifesting your true dreams and everything that's coming true for so many people just because they asked.
Wow.
So...
Okay.
It's about the self-love, girl. Stay with it.
Thank you for calling. Congratulations. Thank you for calling. Thank you. 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 Th going on. Just continue the conversation.
All right, Tony.
Okay. Hey, listen, you know, again, that must be a wonderful feeling, Lisa, to have that in myself. You know, I felt compelled to call today just to let you know that, you know, what a difference it makes and it's made. And, you know, thank you for that insight. And really, you know, again, I think one of the wonderful things about being human is perspective. And, you know, to be able to switch over from, you know, such a somewhat negative area where I was at, you know, and really understand what manifestation is all about, and really understand, you know, that, you know, you could, all you have to do is ask. You know, it's so simple, it's hard.
People think there's a magic way. But you know what, Tony? I wanted to say, when we fall into a sickness, it's actually a time that is set as a reminder that's in the deep darkness of the soul that it's okay. Because when we fall this hard, it's time for you to reset and rebirth into everything that you came here to be, and to allow yourself to receive the gift that God has placed before you. It's just a reminder. And most people don't receive it that way. They feel that it's over. And it's not over. It's a new beginning for you to turn inward and be gentle with yourself and acknowledge the pain and the suffering, so you can give your every level of your soul that healing that you so have overlooked for so long, staying in that ego, thinking that all this really mattered, working so hard to please the others, when it all was about the self.
God.
And it's not being selfish to love yourself. when we stand in that space, when we stand in that space of really doing for the self, then so many things disappear that we thought would never disappear. It just does. Because it starts to heal the broken energy. It's that powerful. We could take a disease and shift it into health just by focusing on health.
But, you know, that was what I was saying. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Well, question was really, do you see this path continuing for me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I see it expanding.
Oh, wow.
There's so many more miracles. You know what life is like? Do you ever think of, like, when you visualize a path and you're walking through the woods and there's, like, little pebbles everywhere or there's little rocks everywhere? And you just keep walking, but you don't really pay attention to anything underneath your feet because you're so focused over here at eye level of what's ahead. You're missing everything right there beneath you. Well, when you start to stop along the way and flip those little stones over, and they have little secret messages of discovery, that is really what life is all about.
God, what a great analogy.
It really is.
Wow.
It really is.
Wow.
So when you're...
it's contagious. It's contagious. The word wow. Wow.
Yeah, well,
yes. And it's about standing there saying, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all my beautiful blessings. Because so many people don't see. Because the invisible does not become visible until they stop and turn inward to all that is right here in front of us. It's all been placed here. And we're always searching out there that it's somewhere out there to bring the fulfillment in. It's not. It starts within, right here, inside of what we can't see.
It's like pebbles with purpose.
Oh, I like that.
Pebbles with purpose.
Pebbles with purpose.
That
wow.
would be.
You know, I mean, I'm going to start looking down at my feet now.
Yes,
which is a good
because,
thing.
You know, we miss the little things, the simple things, the magic in the moment because we're so focused on the outcomes of what exhausts our system, of what breaks us down. And instead
that is
of
so
just
true.
Stopping
that
and saying,
so
oh.
True.
So if you go the wrong way, then you turn around and go a different way. It's okay. There really is no wrong way.
That's
I mean,
free,
when you're on
exactly.
a path, you start to see things and pay attention to what we take so granted. And when you start to really pay attention, the manifestation, the dreams, and all the gifts show up right there before us. They've always been there. They've been invisible.
Yeah.
You know what? I remember doing this exercise one day, and this was interesting. We went outside on a sunny day, and we just looked up. And I remember my mentor said, "What do you see?" And I'm thinking, oh, the clouds, the sky, whatever. And she said, "No, pay attention to the small things that we so take for granted." And you know, when we really paid attention, we started to see the little molecules of air floating around or the energy that was bellowing off the pavement that was coming up. Because we don't always pay attention to that, but it's all around us. Everything holds energy. And then a butterfly appears or a dragonfly appears. Or you have a raindrop or a rainbow or... There's just so many things. And I remember being on a cruise one day saying, I wish we had a rainbow up here. And it was a sunny day. And we turned around and there was a rainbow. So can you manifest things to happen? Absolutely. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've had other people, thank goodness, I always tell people, I'm so glad you're here with me on the journey to be my witness to all the discovery that happens just by chance. Because you can't make this stuff up.
Nope.
We all have those everyday moments. And more people are awakening to the simple things that really matter, that they measure in our absolute daily life.
And every breath that we take, it's our life force. It's all that we are. And we are here to do so much greatness. It's not about the things. Just touching one soul one day in that one moment can shift that person's everything.
How true.
We all hold that power to do that.
Amazing.
We all hold that power. It's that simple.
Amazing.
And most people just focus on all the things that don't.
For me, it's so simple in that whether I know it, but then, like I was said, having a conversation with you, just simply someone reminding me, someone confirming what I already believed. And I met someone. She is so wonderful. I'm going to take it slow, but she is so wonderful. And her constant everyday word to me is, manifest what you want. And I'm thinking, I know that. But to have someone speak that into my life, because that's what I said, I wanted someone in my life who could speak it. So it's like, I knew I deserved it. I knew I could get it. But then when I said, that's what I want, that's what I got. And now I'm. It's just like this. Okay.
And they're saying it's too good to be true.
And there's no big secret on this, but it's the biggest secret in the world.
It is. And it's so simple. It's just ask and you shall receive.
Wow.
You know, it's so beautiful. That's why people say, be careful what you ask for.
Almost
ask for love, you shall receive love. Ask for blessings, you will receive blessings. It all starts with self-love. And love is the answer to everything. Not conditional love, unconditional love.
Mm.
It's holding space for people to heal.
There's a blessed space here. So
and it's
you.
Holding space. It's holding space for people to go into their own discovery. And being there as a cheerleader to say, keep going. That's okay. Keep going. And then saying, oh, you left a pebble unturned. Maybe you should lift it up and look. That it has a little secret message there. It's amazing. You could actually bring magic to a pebble just by intention. Think of a little child who discovers the magic stone, and everything magic happens because they're holding that stone. It's that simple.
You know what?
So,
this show is one of our top downloaded shows, and it's because of the interaction and the energy that I'm feeling today. People love this show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the end of our show. I hate to say it.
Man, that was fast.
Well, our time.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Alisa. Thank you, Kay, and thank you, Tony. You both added so much
thank
to
you.
It. Oh, you're welcome.
Well,
thank you. Thank you for this space. Thank you for this space.
You're very, very welcome.
Sorry.
Bye.
Thank you,
have
everybody.
Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Alisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit theunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's theunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Alisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.